This is exactly right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I saw on Shark Tank a guy pitching a business where he can turn your relatives' ashes into rocks. And it's like, but how do you know he did that? You could just pick up rocks from anywhere. Anyway, check out my new business where I will turn your family members' ashes into Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, I'm Brandy Posey, and think about this. The Mars attacks aliens, but they sing You Better Shape Up from Greece.
That is not the name of the song.
And also, I love that I am just thinking about that. Like, yeah, it would be good costume.
It's beautiful vision.
Yeah. It is a good, beautiful vision.
Thank you.
But you're the one that I want, not the one you better shape up.
Whatever. You Better Shape Up is the song that comes after you get the one that you want.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm joking.
That's why the tweet didn't do better. Okay, got it. Great.
Okay. I'm Tess Barker, and I don't care if jellies turn your foot flesh into sweaty plastic hands. I will fall for them every time they come back around.
Beautiful.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
For everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to lady, lady to lady.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's us. We're the guests.
Woohoo!
We did it. It's just the three of us. I probably sang that before on one of these, but here we are.
It's always good, though. It's always good.
That's okay.
You know what?
It's okay to bring it back.
I feel that this is a very our generation thing, but I became aware of that song first because of Will Smith and later because of whoever sings the actual original version.
Totally. I have a question. I'm just realizing he did one for Jaden. Is there tension in the family because Willow doesn't have a song with her father?
Classic father-daughter shit.
Maybe Willow does have one, but we just like don't know about
it. Yeah.
There's probably like a less popular one.
Probably.
That's true.
It's like, but also, I mean, I know it because of Austin Powers. So there's like a third iteration.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
Where he sings it to me.
You're right. That's a great scene.
It's a great scene. Man, what a...
We're just like, I think he's singing the Will Smith version. It's just what a turn-in situation.
So exactly. How were we to know that there was actually a reference that was way before us? Once it was referenced by Austin Powers, I assume that's the end all be all of songs.
Yeah, that feels...
Of course. That's everything culturally lives and dies through Austin Powers. Man,
exactly.
How do those movies hold up? I bet you that's a hell of a rewatch.
Oh, I'm sure. I'll tell you what, I've always cited the third one as proof that Beyonce can't act.
Yeah.
That tracks. It was too bad. I mean, the thing is, like, that's just how powerful she is none of us give a shit about that. It's kind of like forgotten almost, you know, we're like,
exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
But it was just like, it was not a good
she,
call.
She wasn't fooling anyone. And it's why I've always been like the whole thing about like Jay-Z cheating on her. I don't think it's fabricated because she can't act.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's a good...
Yeah. Oh, that's very true.
You know what I mean?
Wears it on her sleeve.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The proof is in the Austin Powers.
I love girls. That's my favorite thing. That's all I remember from the movie is that.
Yeah, that's all you need, I think.
Exactly.
I'm in a basement right now in a friend's place in Portland. I think we've all stayed in this
basement.
Place.
Yeah. It's a basement we know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a basement we all know. So if I sound a little like basement-y, that's why. But I locked myself out yesterday and I had to
break in
and it was not pretty. I had to go to the bathroom really bad.
Oh, of course.
I was like, yeah, I had just eaten like a real greasy like shawarma thing like on the porch. I was like enjoying my day.
Oh, no.
And then I go to open the door and I'm like, fuck. So I had nothing, no phone.
Ugh.
No, I was like picturing all the things to do. I'm like, do I go to their neighbor and be like, you have his number? Do I go to this bar and be like, can I sign on to my Gmail? I was trying to figure it out. Finally, I found a fucking door, a window that like wasn't locked. And I had to stack multiple chairs on top of each other and like get on top of them to get through.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a real adventure.
But you actually were able to get in once you climbed up? Like, how did you see that it was unlocked?
Well, the problem was that most of them had screens, so I had to take a screen off and then see if it was locked.
Oh my God.
They were all locked. I couldn't get them open.
Oh my God.
And then I just saw one that didn't have a screen and I tried and it was like I was able to open it and I was like, thank fucking God. But luckily it was like around the house where you couldn't see the window because like nobody saw me like fully stacking.
Good,
these, right? Like, stools.
The most casual home invasion of all time.
Yeah, just like using a barbecue tool to like pry the window.
Oh my God,
it was really. And then there was like a hornet flying around. I was like, if I get fucking stung right now, I'm gonna be.
I
so
like that
pissed.
You did a chopped challenge with a home invasion. You did a robbed challenge.
Yeah,
break into this house.
You got a MacGyver.
Yeah.
I think it speaks to like the triumph of the human spirit that does seem like most times when people get locked out, like they find a way.
Yeah.
You do find, I think I have always found a way back in. Yeah. Because it's happened to me like before. And
yeah.
You figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's a great sign for the place, but I mean, it took a lot of work. So I think it's okay.
That's the thing. As long as we make invaders work for it, that's the most we can really be.
You had to be, you had to be really motivated.
Yeah. Exactly. That's amazing. How's Portland?
Yeah, so it's like not how I was expecting to spend my afternoon. You know what
Never
I mean?
Else.
You're like, yeah. Like, luckily I didn't have anything right then happening. It was like a few hours before anything, but it was just like, oh, okay, yeah, there's a big chunk of time that was totally wasted.
How long did it take you total?
I think it took me like 45 minutes or something, maybe less than that.
Okay.
Like, not crazy long.
Oh my God.
Luckily.
Oh my God, speaking of things that are like waste of time you didn't see coming.
Oh boy.
So I went to Disneyland with my family a week ago and it was so fun. We had the best time. Like my siblings and I love Disneyland and it was like so fun to be there, all of us together. We had the best time. But I have not, like, as I've talked about before, like I love Disneyland. I'm definitely a Disneyland person.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when I'm there, sometimes I'll go.
But you're not a lines person, so how does that work?
Not a lines person. I'm not a lines person at all. And so part of how it works is I don't put, like, when I go to Disneyland, I've been so many times in my life, like, I don't put a lot of pressure on any one trip to be like the trip. Like, my normal Disneyland hang is like, whatever, get there 10. Maybe we're going to go on a handful of rides. We're not going to see everything. It's all going to be dependent on like what has short rides. Maybe we'll have, or what has short lines. Maybe we'll choose like one or two longer line ones. But I like to keep it like pretty chill when I'm there.
Yeah. If you have the ability to do that, I feel like that's ideal. Cause it's just like,
it's the best way.
You have to either be crazy planned out or be very chill about it. There's like not an in between.
Yeah. Pick your greatest hits. That's it. Don't have like a huge, new downtime.
You need downtime. This time we did not do that. I got there like right at opening. I was there because my adult brother, my adult sister, and my adult brother's wife, but then like our youngest brother who's 10, and then my brother's kids who are 11, 7, and 4. So it was like, and my sister was there. So Yeah. So there were kids. And
a gaggle
of children. And my brother is like super dad, like most dad at Disneyland you could possibly be. Like, this is a Disney dad. This is a Disney dad with a plan. Like, we hit the ground running and we did not stop moving. Like, it was like, at one point, like, they put in a ride that's like way cooler than Star Tours in Star Wars Land. And at one point, my brother was like, there's a short line on Star Tours. Should we just ride it? And I was like, no, that ride sucks. Like, it was like every 5 minutes was filled with the ride, right? And sat down and had lunch for like an hour. That was great. But anyway, a level of exhaustion that I really haven't experienced in a while. Like, it was like, because
that's like full body, just like you're so tired.
Yeah, that's truly. Where the kids are screaming in their strollers at the end of the day because it's too much.
Yeah.
They should have adult strollers, frankly.
Oh, truly. And let the kids push us around because, frankly, they have the energy.
Yeah.
And like, the kids we were with, my nieces and my brother, none of them actually like complained. They were great. But like, because they kept having energy and wanting to go on things, like we were all trying to catch up with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By later in the night, there was like one, we were waiting in line for the submarine. And three different times we had to tell different kids, like, don't put your mouth on the Disneyland ground.
Yes. can I just say, for any children listening, frankly, any ground, but especially
any
Disney,
ground, maybe especially Disney.
Yeah, Hollywood Boulevard.
I would
Disney.
Argue that Disney ground might be cleaner than other ground.
That's a lot of pee. That's a lot of pee.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting stance.
Can I ask? Was your brother to the level of matching shirts? Was there a matching shirt element?
Matching shirts, no, but he has a little backpack that he wears that has like a little pin that he gets on every trip.
Okay.
We all were in like some kind of Mickey Mouse shirt, not matching, but everyone gears up.
Yeah. Okay.
And so me and Daniel and Marlena, like all three of our favorite ride is Space Mountain. Like we fucking love that ride. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it all day. We're like, that's the one ride we like totally need to hit. And then this has caused in the kids this thing they're afraid of all day. So all day long, they're just trying to like gear up for this ride. Like my oldest niece is just like, okay, so is there a lot of turns? Like how fast does it go? You know, she's really like freaked out about it. It's this big deal. Like, are they going to conquer the Space Mountain thing? It's all me and Daniel and Marlena want to do. And so like 10 p.m., we're going to go on it, but then the line gets super long because some parade just got out. So we're like, all right, whatever. No Space Mountain this trip. That's fine. So we go to Toontown. The new ride in Toontown is really cool. We ride that. It's a great – we're like, let's call it a night. It's now 11 p.m. Then Marlena like checks the app, and she's like, the wait for Space Mountain is only a half an hour. I'm going to take Amin. That's our youngest brother.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, I'm exhausted. You guys go. And then like 30 seconds later, I'm like, it's only half an hour. I'm like, okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to go with Marlena and Amin. But then Daniel is like, okay, we'll go too. So I'm like, okay. So then it's like me, Marlena, Amin, Daniel, and his two oldest daughters are in line for Space Mountain. It's now 11:30 p.m. We've had the most exhausting day of our life. While we're in the process of waiting for Space Mountain, the wait time like totally changes. And it becomes clear that this is like a well over an hour line. Like,
oof.
And like Space Mountain, the way it worked, like you kind of are just like in it once you're in it, right? Like we're just kind of like stuck in this line and we're all just like trying to get through it. We're just like my littlest brother is being so cute. He's like, guys, we're all together and we're having fun. And like, we're just so tired. So then after this like monstrosity of an experience trying to get through this line, and we get towards the front and my oldest niece starts freaking out and she's like, I'm scared. I'm not going on the ride. And we're like, you're going to be okay. No. You're going to be fine. Like this is not dangerous. And she just really starts freaking out. And I hate to be like, we had been like trying to work with her this whole day about like managing her fears and everything. All of us, I'm just like, look, you can't do this to your dad. He's waited for this line this entire time. I'm like, there are children younger than you going on this ride. You need to go on this ride.
You have to do it. No one is not doing it. We're here.
Right. Like, no one's stepping out with you. You're coming with us.
Yeah. I'm like, you just can't do that to us. And so we all, like, the Disneyland employees, like, watch us essentially, like, just shove my niece onto this train car. Oh my God. We finally go on Space Mountain. I'm in the front car with my youngest brother. It's like, we waited so long for this. We love this ride. It's his first time on the ride. Like, epic. We're just loving it. I love it.
Yeah.
Get off the ride. Ariel, my niece, had a great time. Awesome. Great. It's now 12:35 in Disneyland. We're finally going to go home.
Yeah.
Get to the front gate. Uh-huh. And I start, like, I wanted to take a picture, and I had been using a backpack I don't normally use that day. So I'm like, where the fuck is my phone?
Oh, shit.
Where the fuck is it? Oh my God. And I realized that, like, I had texted Sean, like, saying it was going to be later, and, like, put it in my shorts pocket. And I'm like, my fucking phone, it's gone. It fell out on Space Mountain. Like, after all.
Oh, no.
And I'm so tired. I'm like, I don't know how to get home from here without my phone. I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, I don't even know what to do. And my brother and my sister-in-law are like, you need to file, like, a missing thing report. I'm like, I don't even have the energy to do that. They, like, make me go to guest services and, like, fill out a missing phone report.
Oh, God.
I call Sean. I'm like, I don't have my phone. I lost my phone. He's like, what do you mean you lost your phone? How did it fall out? I'm like, that is not the important thing right now. The important thing is it's
not here. Yes.
It's not here. It's super not here.
Yeah, you're not being helpful right now. Let's just, I know all the things that you're going to say. Don't worry. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was on a fucking roller coaster and it was like.
How do you think Tess Barker loses her fucking phone?
Exactly.
Honestly, one of the best ways you can lose a phone.
Thank
I've lost
you.
Phones in much worse situations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, like, also, no one wants to be losing their phone right now.
Like, no.
So, like, my sister and Amin had gotten, like, a hotel room because they came from Vegas. And so, like, they had, I was like, Amrlina, I'm just going to sleep in your bed with you. And I'm going to come back here at 7 a.m. and just hope my phone is here. So I wake up the next morning. I have to take my sister's phone. Luckily, I'm a runner. By the way, I have no change of clothes. All I have with me is the, you know how nasty that is when you wear something to Disneyland?
Ooh, Disney all day.
Disney all day. I sleep in my.
That's a bad Disney crotch is not a crotch
I have
everywhere.
Man. Disney crotch up the fucking Yahoo. I'm so stanky and greasy. I wake up at 7 a.m. You know that I'm not trying to go park at the Disneyland park, right? So I, like, wake up at the Holiday Inn in my stanky Disney clothes. Luckily, I wore sneakers because I was going to be at Disneyland. I literally sprint from the hotel to the park. I'm, like, running through downtown Disney, like, huffing and sweating. Everyone else is, like, casually getting ready to enjoy a day at Disneyland. I'm, like, in cutoffs, just, like reeking of fermented churro. And so I get to guest services. And I'm like, hey, Sean had, like, used Find My iPhone to, like, look where my phone was. It was showing up, like, near some lagoon.
Oh, my God.
And I go to guest services. I'm like, I filed a report last night. My phone's missing. Find My iPhone says it's here. And the chick is like, that's in Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm like, well, it's not there. That's not where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she's like, all right, we'll just wait right here. 4 minutes later, she comes back and she has my phone.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Ooh. Yeah. So truly magic.
Wow. I mean, yeah, that's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to say I did stop at Starbucks and get coffee for Marlena and I after that and ran home with it.
Okay. That's a baller move.
That's nice.
That's crazy because it's like, yeah, it's so lucky that they had it.
I know.
Obviously on a roller coaster. Yeah. I feel like there's a pit, like there's a level of earth right below Disneyland that just is full of a layer of phones and other items that have, like, slipped through and down further, you know? So the fact that it was, like, still on the upper level.
I know.
Totally.
It feels like a demilitarized zone between, like, our world and the Disney underworld.
Yeah. And it did make me think, like, they must do, like, a nightly drag. And they're, what do you guys think the over-under is? Like, there must be at least 100 phones. At least.
At least.
So
at
much.
At least. Yeah. At least
I was watching like a video last night of stuff that they find on the subway, you know, and there was like multiple like prosthetic legs and somebody's like, how do you get off the fucking subway? Like, your leg, like what's going on? But yeah, just similar where it's just like, oh my God, they must find so much shit.
Yeah. For real.
I'm just imagining like Scrooge McDuck like swimming through a sea of people leaving.
Cracked iPhones and baseball hats.
Yeah. I mean, they probably have to sweep it pretty hard though, because I imagine there are people that try to like stay overnight in Disney and like, you know.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
oh.
There probably is like an intense like security walks through every inch of the park across like together or whatever and picks up stuff. Who knows?
You must be so right. And like also, it closes like, I guess, technically 12, but there's still fully people there until like 1 a.m. Yeah, and then it opens at 8. So they only have like 7 hours to turn the whole park back around.
Yeah. Right. The night shift at Disney is probably like very wild.
Yes. Yes.
Man. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So you were just like, I was not planning on spending.
No. Like, can you imagine after the longest Disney day of your life and then you're like, surprise, sleepover in Anaheim in your dirty clothes.
Oh. I am kind of surprised that there weren't other people running in that area, though, because it feels like a place where people would run in the morning.
Yeah, to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think.
Man, going to sleep in dirty clothes is like, I hate that feeling so much.
Ugh.
Yeah. Especially because I took a shower and then put them back on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got like a little 10-year-old with you, so it's not like you can like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I will say, though,
yeah, the last
one more Disney tip. Have you guys been on the new Star Wars ride?
No. Mm-mm.
Yes, the one where you fly the Millennium Falcon?
That one's really fun, but the one, something Rebellion, it's the craziest thing I've ever been on in my life.
Whoa.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah, coolest, craziest. It's like, you're like, it's like if you were a kid and you were like, what if you could do that and that? And then they do that and they do it.
Cool. Oh, man. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Whatever you do with yourself, next time you're at Disneyland, go on that. It's,
we need to do a big adult group Disney trip.
A 4-to-5 really ride trip.
Yes, exactly. let's be real. 2 rides maybe will happen probably. That's but better. I haven't been with like a big group of friends for a while. That would be really fun.
Yeah,
it would be really fun.
Twice out here, because I kind of have a rule where like somebody else needs to buy my Disney ticket to go, and like I've had
I mean it's hard to pay full price. It's so expensive.
Yeah, and I've had it happen twice now where I've been like, oh, which is enough that I've been like, well, it could happen again.
Yeah,
I think if you live in LA, you're not too far away from that.
Yeah, happening. Yeah.
Totally. It's like the Magic Castle. Like you're gonna meet someone who can hook it up.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Yeah, Adam really wants to go to Disney World, which like I want to go. I'm interested in going. Have you guys been there or no?
Mm-hmm. I've been there more than out here, yeah. Cause that was like East Coast.
That's the one on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's massive. It's like way bigger.
That's the thing, it's such a commitment. You have to like be there for a long time to like hit everything.
Yeah. Well, and it's like there's a bunch of the different parks and it's just like it's so big. It takes you like an hour to drive out of Disney because of how big all the parks and stuff are. I mean, that was where we always went on like high school trips for marching band and stuff. Like I've been backstage at that one and then been yelled at for taking photos with other people in uniforms because you can't take pictures like backstage at Disney. Like an adult will come and yell at you and you're like, I'm making a memory with my friends. I'm 15. Sorry. Yeah.
I mean, I would watch the fuck out of a reality show based on the people who work at Disney. Like,
oh
give
my
me
God.
That.
Oh, for sure. I mean.
And just like the drama happening every day between families, like waiting in line, like getting in arguments and
And like the like hierarchy of the workers and stuff. It's like face princesses are like higher than everybody else. Like I have a friend that auditioned to be a face princess and she got to the second to last phase. And then when they brought like 4 or 5 people into the room to like be looked at, they called you each by number and they were like, number 3, step forward. And she stepped forward and said, turn to your right. And they went, oh, that's a shame. Okay, you can go.
I'm having glimpses of the Showgirls audition. No,
it's like that, except for fucking Snow White.
Oh my, we need to see Snow White throw Cinderella down some stairs.
Yes.
Yeah. Like they're doing like the emotional version of making you make your nipples hard with ice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The real princesses of Disney World.
Oh my God. In.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Freaking ridiculous. What did you guys have a princess that was like that you like identified? I think that's like after it didn't feel like my time as much, but like, or I don't know. That wasn't my thing.
I think Ariel, just because she was like had red hair and I loved that movie, but I wasn't like, I wasn't like someone who dressed up as them or anything. I guess, well, no, never mind. I did dress up as her for one Halloween.
I mean, if you have red hair, you have to.
Yeah. Yeah, rite of passage, I think.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think that was it.
Little Mermaid was definitely the one I was most, like, the movie I was most obsessed with. But I think that was just, like, the age I was when it came out, too.
I think that was, like, the sweet spot for us as far as age.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I remember that and Aladdin, I think, being the two, like...
Yeah. I like Beauty and the Beast a lot, too. Like, Belle was
Beauty and
cool.
the Beast. Those are Lion King.
Yeah. Lion King was the last one that I kind of really was, like, hell yeah on, I think. Anything past that,
I think,
like, that
same.
Was, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like own distinctive era too, because obviously there's Toy Story and stuff, but that's all like in its own thing,
right? Like that was the end of like the 2D. Well, no, there was ones after that, but yeah, it was like it was really good 2D, and like the music was really good in all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever that whoever was like in charge of that run, like kind of really nailed it, and then it feels like probably it's probably like some like new adult came in and was like, we're gonna shake it up, and then, or whatever.
I should know this because I listened to a podcast about all of that, but I do not remember. It's like I listen to so many podcasts and they're like just, it's like being on this one where it just goes in my, from my mouth and out forever of my brain.
Oh, I know.
Listening to them is the same way.
Sometimes I'm like, why do I even bother learning things? Because it's like I'm snacking on air.
Yeah. I'm always like, I know where to go back and listen to it and find that fact. I know where to find that fact if I need it. That's fine.
But it's too much. There's just too much to know. And it's like we're just cramming it in all the time. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why, like, I was thinking about, like, feeling bad about, which I don't, but I was just thinking about, you know, watching reality TV and, like, being like, oh, like, I do think, you know, that parts of it are bad, but... Yeah. The reality is that I would probably not be filling my head with anything useful. So.
Oh, I know.
I don't think it would be replaced by something necessarily great. So fuck it.
And yet, like the details that we remember from reality TV, they seem to stick a little bit better than whatever.
That is true. I think it's because of the editing, because it's like, if I was inputting that information in the same way, but if I'm listening to like a historical podcast, they're not flashing back 10,000 times to someone getting a drink thrown in their face. You know what I mean?
But that is so true. I think what we need to just like like education should be edited like reality, because I need a reminder like pretty frequently. Like, what is this about?
And it's like, oh yeah. Okay. That's remember. Those are the key points. This is what you need to remember because of what.
You don't think people were having drinks thrown in their face during the writing of the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence? Like that was some messy shit.
Exactly.
There's some wigs being pulled
Give
off.
Give us that drama.
There's all sorts.
Yeah. Well, I know. And the thing about reality shows is like not only, especially like Vanderpump, like, yeah, you're going to get flashbacks over and over again of all the key moments, but also the Chiron that tells you the person's name and what they do.
Yeah.
We could use that.
Yeah. Every time. And also it makes you, you're not as intimidated to jump into it because you know you're going to get so many flashbacks. So whoever's making history stuff out there.
Yeah. Listen up, Ken Burns. We got some notes for you, bro.
Oh, my God. I would have definitely watched any of his documentaries if they had been edited like that, but I hated them because I was so bored.
Thank you. Exactly.
You can't zoom in and out on a picture 10 times and expect me to keep watching.
Just truly right over the head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Well, guys, we are going to go zoom in on this thought, and we'll zoom back out when we come back right after this break.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And
we're here.
We're not going to play a game because we've got a hot ghost update.
Yeah, I got a hot ghost update on the Dutchman, for those that don't know. If you're not a patron, then you don't know the backstory behind the Dutchman, patreon.com/ladytolady. But he is a a ghost, apparently, that lives in a portal outside of my roommate's bathroom in my trailer. But last night,
Outside of your roommate's bathroom. It makes it sound like it's in your house, but it's outside of the house.
So there's a shadow that looks like him outside of the house. But last night, my park landlord was walking around last night very slowly looking at her phone when I was taking my dog for a walk. And I thought she was on a phone call. And then I like walked past her and she's like, "Hey, Brandy." And I was like, "Oh, hey, sorry, I thought you were on the phone." She's like, "No, I'm just doing readings around the park." And I was like, "What?"
She downloaded like a ghost reader.
Yeah, she's an EMF reader, which is an app on your phone, which is hilarious.
Of course it is.
Yes. I was like, that's an app? You bought a ghost reading app. You don't even have the real thing. It's just an app. Also, she had the free version because I also downloaded
this. Please.
I was like, I need to see this stupid app. Downloaded it. So there's games, Candy Crush ads are popping up in the middle of your ghost readings.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
And I was like, "Oh, okay." She's like, "Yeah, I'm still on the clock." I was like, "Are you? I don't know that you are technically you shouldn't be being paid to be doing ghost readings around the park."
Yes, yes, you should. That is exactly the kind of thing I encourage you to, if you feel that is part of your job, to clock hours for.
Clock it up. Clock it up. But I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, you get any readings over by the Dutchman?" And she's like, "Yes." He said the word panic and files. And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Wait, so there's words coming up?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there's words that come up on this app that I have some screenshots I can share with you guys. Because then I was just running it around the house, talking shit at it, which is fun. It did pop up the word Matthew. I didn't hear it, but that's what it looks like. It's just like weird readings that it does. And I was like, "Oh, okay." And she was like, "Have you been worried about files lately?" It's like, I just bought a new desk. I don't know.
There you go.
Okay.
I mean, you do accounting, so I feel like files are kind of inherent.
Yeah.
I
was like,
and podcasting, we make audio files.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, you know, maybe the Dutchman's onto something, but she told me that his name is Peter. She found that out. The Dutchman's real name is Peter. And I was like, okay. And she just was walking around just late night. And then one of my other neighbors, I texted a couple of my friends. I was like, "Yeah, Danielle's doing EVP readings." And they're like, "She was outside of her window like half an hour later. She's just walking through people's yards, just doing EVP readings all over the trailer park."
Oh, wait. So, sorry. What again details do you know about the Dutchman? Do you know anything? You just know that he died
there? We know that he died here. He was a German guy, which is, I don't know why they call him the Dutchman, but they call him the Dutchman even though he was German.
Okay.
He lived in the house before my house got put in, and he was an older gentleman, lived alone, was very cranky and unfriendly. But also, at that point, the trailer park was, there was a lot of drug dealing and sex work happening out of the trailer park. So I think maybe he was upset about that. But yeah, nobody was really friends with him. And I know his name is Peter. And there's a shadow outside of my house that looks like a man slumped against a palm tree. And we call him the Dutchman every night.
And what time period? When would this have been?
This would have been, let's see, this house was put in 2006. So this was early, early aughts. I think she's
because the Dutchman sounds so like a 1970s.
I know.
It does. Like,
I know.
You get like wood panel vibes and it's like, no, this is early aughts. This is Whale Tail.
But he could have lived. Ghost. I think he could have been here for a while.
Sex workers.
Like, yeah. The park has been here since the 70s. Yes. So it's like he could have been like an early resident.
Oh, yeah. He's probably in there originally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also feel like if that's the time period we're talking about, I think we could actually get some facts here because we can look at property records.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, we should.
Well, I've been trying to get a name. I'd asked her before. I was like, I need a name of some kind because I can't go downtown and be like the Dutchman. Because the thing is, it's like the address is the park's address.
Right. Doesn't
but
connect.
The houses, the houses, each house is like a different house and that has its own owner. So it's like harder to track down the house. But now that I have Peter, that might be enough to kind of like at least begin to go off of and try to find some information on the I have posted in the Eagle Rock neighborhood group and been like, does anyone or their parents have any stories about a man named the Dutchman that used to live in the trailer park here?
Yeah.
And nothing yet, but the readings I got, he was very chatty last night.
I like that there's words involved.
Yes,
that makes it more fun. Because I thought it was just like a bunch of, you know, grass.
Purple fuzz, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. It goes off like this. It's like I'm running it right now. And you can also like, you probably can't hear it, but He's being very quiet right now. Okay. But that's, which is good. Thank you for, Dutchman, thank you for listening. I'm podcasting right now. But it like does these readings. And then the words I got last night were our wound, complete, establishment, Matthew, hernia, terrorist, curriculum, instructor. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, this is very like, you know, like tarot reading, yes, where you're like, you can really read into it.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I could make any of this mean anything if I needed to.
if you needed to. Because it does seem like one of those TikTok apps where it like puts a thing over your head, like, what is my personality type or whatever?
Yes. It's a magic eight ball for ghosts is what it feels like.
Yes.
I am going to keep it running during the podcast to see if he has any words to pop up to maybe, you know,
maybe there should be some lady problem help.
Yeah, that would be nice. Dutchman, if you're listening, you know, feel free to chime in or not. But yeah, that happened last night. And I was like, man, sometimes it gets real crazy around here. I don't know. It was just funny that she was just crawling around the parking lot. And then she like stopped Anna outside too. And we just got the word cloud just came through.
Oh, all right. Okay. You've got clouds on
here. Yeah, we've got clouds in the ceiling. Yes, you're right.
In your ceiling?
Yeah,
that's true.
Upload our files to the cloud.
Whoa, panic. Files, panic.
Also, like, it feels leading because I feel like anytime you're dealing with files, there is a bit of a panic.
Always. Absolutely. Yeah. You could also be picking up on the animals' energy because they got dinner a little bit late last night. So they could have been panicking over that.
And I mean, that food to them is files. Yeah. I think that's their important file.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You need to file that away ASAP.
Yeah.
Cannot be on their desk late. Okay?
Yeah. Delete. So I don't know. That's what's been going on. What's been going on around here.
I mean, you say it's weird that she was doing that, but I guess in my head, these are the only things I've heard about this woman.
Yeah.
So my expectation is that this is just always what's happening there.
Yeah.
Sort of.
We just got the word respect just came through.
Excuse me. Is she the ghost?
Yeah. Well, she might. Someday she will be. And she'll haunt this park. She also sages all the spots after a new house comes, or before a new house comes in.
I like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with that. Nice. It's cool. It's just, she's just real crazy, and it's just hard to hand her rent money sometimes when she does shit like that every once in a while. Like, yeah. Oh, I guess I give you a lot of money and hope that you fix the things in the park that you got to fix.
But, you know, at least it seems like a fairly whimsical flavor of crazy.
It is. Yeah, no, it totally is. Like, I'm all right with it. It just, you know, sometimes you're just like trying to get something done in a hurry, and then she just stops you.
Yeah, you're not ready for a whole conversation about the Dutchman.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I want to talk about him on my terms, not like when, you know, I'm doing things. Like, I got to walk Jack. I got to do, you know, I have things this evening that I would like to do. And now I got to think about you EVPing my house. But the portal, she says it extends outside, but it mostly is strongest in my house in front of Anna's bathroom, which I will say I was taking the iPhone app EMF readings in front of there, and they were the highest over there. The word isolated just came in. Thank you. Okay. Well, I don't know. It could also just be listening to me. Just like... This feels like
from its perspective, it sounds like you're just talking to yourself.
Yeah, that is true.
That's true.
I feel like I'm doing Wordle with a ghost is what it feels like.
I know. I kind of want to get this app.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. It's called, what is it? It's ghost hunting. And it's got like a little like black handprint guy on it with a blue background.
Okay. Yeah. I don't like that. That creeps me out.
Yeah. That part is creepy. But yeah, it's just a fun, weird thing. It was just so funny that she had an app. I was like, ma'am.
It is so funny to operate it off of a phone. It's just like literally can say anything.
Their like explanation, because I was like, all right, how are you saying this? So then this says that like EMF meters are instruments that read the fluctuation of electromagnetic fields. This detector is a combination of different EMF meters and uses triple axis detection. Wow. It will detect fluctuations and anomalies in the electromagnetic field using various sensors like the magnetometer built into your device. So our phones already have a thing that helps us fight ghosts in them already, according to... to the
app. How convenient.
Yeah.
Yet again, there's always new, you know, we've had iPhones for a long time now. There's always something in it that I didn't know.
New shortcut.
Yeah. Which version of the iPhone got the magnetometer in it?
Right. Like, you know, now I've like, okay, finally got the shortcut to turn on my flashlight, and now I'll have the magnetometer shortcut.
It feels great just to be able to contact the other side from my phone. So that's fun.
And also, like, whatever unethical thing they did to get the magnetometer.
Yes.
It's very irresponsible that they didn't at least tell us we had it.
Yeah. Yes, I know, at the very least. Like, oh, so I'm just like a ghost beacon now? Courage, the word courage just came through. So, you know, everybody, just, it's okay that we're talking to ghosts through our phones that we didn't know. Maybe that's who's been listening the whole time. Maybe ghosts run the algorithm.
Make sense.
Get more friends to listen, okay? Yeah,
exactly.
Probably you have a countless souls around you that you can tap in for downloads.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Would love it. Anyway, that's what's been going on around here. Very silly. Very silly.
How spooky.
I'm just spooky.
I know.
It's, you know what? It's happening. There's Halloween decorations at the dollar store.
They're more than they're at Joann's. They're at Michael's. They're
everywhere.
They're out and proud. I was at Michael's last night and I saw a bunch of good stuff. And I was like, you got to wait till this is 40% off. You can't buy this stuff full price.
When does it become 40% off?
Usually the week of Halloween.
Okay, that's a long wait.
Like everyone's already like done it. If you get it early enough, sometimes it is too. Like,
Joann's, it's on sale right now. Michael's, it's full price.
Right, like it'll be on sales now and then, you'll have to. But they do have good shit, like the week of. It's been picked over, but it's pretty
cheap. You
can still
find some good stuff.
I need to stop. I bought so much Halloween and fucking Christmas shit last year. Like, I have to. It's just so easy. It's just such an easy thing to like slowly add shit to.
It is. And it's like fun. It's fun to take the stuff out.
I know.
I'm working on a cross stitch right now. That's a Halloween one. Cause it's taking me so long that I know I'll finish in time for that.
Nice.
Oh man.
That's kind of a nice thing. That'll be like shopping. You know what I need to do? Like, people talked about like trying to not buy new clothes and stuff like that and shopping from your own closet. Mm-hmm. And I just need to like shop in the pile of stuff that I have that like is meant for a yard sale, because I'm sure I'd find shit in there I've forgotten that I own.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Also, good. But that's a very annoying advice to shop in your own closet, as if we haven't fucking tried that.
Right. Of course. Like, of course. And also, like, you know, I've been doing a lot to work on like my body positivity and not, you know, and feeling comfortable in my own skin. But along with that, I've like gained weight and a lot of my clothes just don't fit. And it's so fucking annoying, because I'm like, oh, great. Like, I feel good, but nothing fucking fits me because I've just been not giving a shit. So I'm like, how many times do I have to renew? Because then I'm like, okay, I'll find some pieces that I feel great in. And then I do, and then they don't fit again. So I'm just like, you motherfuckers. Like, there's no winning with this. You just end up having to fucking buy new shit.
Yeah. You end up having to buy new shit. And I feel like this is a personal problem I've been having, but I feel like maybe this is relatable. Do you ever like get a new thing and you only get to wear it like twice and then it disappears into the ether?
Yes. Yeah. I'll be like, what happened to that, you know, that shirt or those pants, like that thing I like, and I'll forget about it. And then 6 months later, I'm like, what happened to that shirt?
Like, what happened to it? Yeah.
Portal.
Again, you know what? It's in that layer of Earth with the fucking Disney shit.
Yep. It fell through the portal into that layer.
It's getting sucked through. Yeah, the Dutchman's just wearing all of our shirts at once and talking on all of our phones.
It looks better.
And wearing
than
a sports bra that makes your tits look amazing.
Yeah.
For me, and maybe this is just a slob problem, but I'll get a favorite shirt and then I will fucking spill something on it that's like an oil stain that will never come out. And it's just like, it's like, cool, well, I've just ruined this shirt. It will never look good again.
Yes, I have had experience with that. And I feel like it's also the thing of, you're like, I like it too much to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So then it's just like in your like dumpy stay-at-home
clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a shirt with a T-Rex on it that I have like one of those little spots and I'm like, come on, whatever. And I'll just be like, no, this is an Aaron shirt. Oh, she got the word finally from the Dutchman. Finally. Okay. Mm. The thing that was funny, I was arguing with my phone last night. I was like, don't say shit to me. Like, finally, I've admitted that my shirt is dumpy. Fuck you. I don't want to hear, right. I don't want to hear this from you. Oil. No. Is it the word oil? Oh, you asshole.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, look. Little dickhead.
See, this is where it's like, is it real?
I don't know. The CIA, this is the CIA people that are listening on all this shit. They're just, this is what they do in their spare time. They just fuck with people through the ghost app. It's no good.
Again, but also something you should clock hours for, okay?
Just, oh my God, please.
Yeah.
Please invoice someone for this.
It's just got the word liberty. All right. Well, we're done. Oh my God.
I do think that's our new, one of our new slayings. Sure.
Slaying is another slaying that we need. Slaying. I love that. Have you heard the slaying? I mean, how has Paris Hilton not already done that?
Is, yeah, please invoice someone. Piss. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and come back with lady problems. We'll be back, everybody. Everybody, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And it's that time, lady problems. Y'all have been sending us a lot. It's awesome. Keep doing it. We love it. You can email us, ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com, or you can give us a phone call, 323-6-BUT-30. Here we go.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. So my question is basically about how to deal with a friend who's basically changing the person that you knew them as, but you still want to maintain a friendship with them. So my good friend and I, we've been friends for like literally like 17 years now. We're like soul sisters for a long time, but sometimes we live away from each other, so sometimes we go a long time without talking. And the last time we lived in the same area, she had a boyfriend who is her now husband, and he is so charming and charismatic, but he's also like a little controlling, and she also lets herself be like steamrolled. Like, he decides what they want to do on the weekends, and he decides where they want to go. She and I have always talked for like 17 years now, like, oh, child is by choice, never want children. And he's always said he wanted a child. And recently, we're away from each other right now. And he, like, at the very beginning of the pandemic, we were trying to talk about like how to meet up. And he would tell my boyfriend, because he and my boyfriend are friends, like, oh, we're not going to be able to meet up with you because, you know, my dad is sick and we're just not going to be able to see you, or we're not going to be able to meet up with you because of whatever plans they had. And then the most recent was, we're not going to be able to meet up with you because we're trying to get pregnant. And I was like, that's not true. And it just felt like this weird like wedge. I was like, that's not what she wants. That's not true. But also kind of believing him. And she never said anything about that to me. And he just called my boyfriend and told them that they are 3 months pregnant, and I haven't talked to her in about 3 months, and I'm so upset. And I don't know, I feel like I'm just grieving the friendship that I had with her while also trying to be the friend that she needs right now, and I'm just in a weird place, and I need advice. Thank you.
First of all, I'm so sorry. That is such a shock to the system to, like, get that news the way that you did about someone that you have such a long relationship with.
Yeah. Man,
It just sucks because it indicates a lot of things, which is like, it's hard when, you know, we've talked before about friends who are in relationships where their partner might be shitty or controlling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reality is that there's not much that you can do except for try to be right there for them in some way. But when they're in this situation and they might be isolating their partner and making them not talk to their friends, it's just like, it's so tough because she made a choice to not reach out to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, she did.
It wasn't something that slipped her mind. Like, this was like, And because she knew that either you were going to react a certain way or just whatever it was. So that's just like, yeah, it's an awful feeling.
Well, and it's like,
really
that's
sorry.
How you found out from your boyfriend through her husband. Like, what? That's not, like, obviously you were going to find out.
Like, right. But I think, to defend the friend a little bit, like, the way this reads to me is, like, this friend is in a pretty bad situation and may have been pressured or coerced to make a decision that they didn't really want to make. And I think that if a lot of people in that situation may have a lot of, like, shame around something like that, especially around people that have known them for a long time. I feel like this is someone who's, like, really in a pretty – I guess I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't take it personally against you that she didn't tell you. I would take it more as a sign of, like, this person's in a pretty rough spot.
Definitely. Yeah. No, that's what I mean. Is it just, like, that's – it's just a sign to me that's, like, oh, okay. It sucks because it scares me and it's – worse than you want to think it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's the reason they mad at her, but I think it's like just to show like how like far much things have fallen, you know, apart to a degree. I mean,
there is the chance that obviously, you know, we can all think we know everything about a relationship and you never know. So there is a chance that she has changed her mind about wanting to have kids, you know, and that she feels weird about talking to you about that because of these. You know, discussions you used to have. So there is, I think that there could be that where she's like, oh, I feel weird because I said it in one, but I do. And now I have it. And I didn't, you know, so that could also be going on. I don't know.
I mean, what is it? Is it like, obviously you want to talk to her. I would say reach out, be like, hey, I heard like, congratulations. Like, I miss you. I'd like to catch up or something just to try to.
I think so.
At the very, to just try to reestablish something to begin with.
Yeah, because like in a way, like it sucks it happened this way, but the cat's out of the bag now. Like she's gonna know that you know, and you know that she knows that you know. So like at least now the air has been like somewhat cleared for you to sort of like maybe have a little bit more of an honest conversation, but if not that, like be in her life. Because I've heard from like so many people who have experienced pregnancy that it can be a very alienating experience.
Yeah.
And like the last thing that anyone would want when they're already going through that is to feel, you know, like their friends aren't there for them. So I feel like this is maybe it's like you couch it in terms of like, I want to celebrate, like, you know, like let me buy you lunch or whatever, you know, and like, I guess they live far. Is that it?
I think it seems that they live far. But I mean, like, if you're able to go there, you know, I mean, I'd be like, hey, I have time saved up or whatever. I can come out there. Like, let's or I don't know what the thing is. But yeah, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, if you're I guess it's like a question of if you're considering talking to her about like if she's OK or you know what I mean?
There's
not much you can do with those. You do just have to like be like, I'm here for you and make be there for as much as you can be.
Yeah.
You know, I would, if you have the opportunity to see her and maybe just like suss it out to kind of feel that out / show her that you're there for her, that would be great. I think also, like Tess said, a lot of like, moms like feel very isolated when they're pregnant. And I have friends who it's nice for them to interact with other people who are at the same stage as them. Mm-hmm. So like encourage her to do that. Or if you have any friends who might be similar at the similar stage, like hook them up, because I've had friends who just like started talking to each other through me just because they were both pregnant in the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think it just really helped them. So maybe if you just have any resources like that, you can kind of like offer to her. So she has, you know, community.
Yeah, totally. And and I do feel like coming to her and being like excited that if it is the matter of like, she feels awkward because you guys have had these previous conversations about being childless. Like maybe you can kind of alleviate some of that anxiety for her if you are just very like celebratory. I mean, like the fact is this baby's going to come. So like you don't really have any choice but to welcome it and be exciting and be excited. So like maybe my instinct would be to like come at it more from that angle at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's nothing, like you said, there's nothing you can do. So you might as well be like, you know, just to the first approach should be one of positivity to make sure that she knows you're not judging her or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, and that you're still a safe space for her.
And like she could genuinely have like changed her mind on her own, like, over the last few years and not wanted to talk to you about it, to not, you know, mm-hmm. like it could not be a, it might not be a coercive thing. It could just be her over the last few years being like, man, with everything that's gone on, like, I do want a family or whatever, you know, like that's yeah. a very big possibility too.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still, you know what is weird to me though? All of this for sure. But like, I'm going back now just thinking like, it's weird that the husband told the boyfriend that they couldn't meet up because they were trying to get pregnant. I think that's weird.
No, that's really weird. Because also, how much are you trying to get pregnant? There's a lot, like...
We're fucking so hard. We're fucking every hour on the hour.
No, it all has bad vibes. I mean, it really freaks... The isolation aspect of it freaks me out.
Yeah.
I don't like what he's doing seemingly by separating you from your friends or from her from her friends. That... really freaks me out. And like, I don't have a good vibe about it. I don't think any of us do. We're just trying to like look at it from different perspectives. But I think it's just, like we said, I would just reach out positively and like see how you can be for her from there. That's like, really all you can
do. And I wonder like, when her husband talks to your boyfriend, like, what is that conversation like? If they're close, is he like, oh, cool. Well, when can we come and see you guys? That like, maybe if he's only
force a hang.
And if he's only I don't know what your relationship is with this husband or not, but if he's closer to your boyfriend, then like your boyfriend needs to be on your side to be like, all right, cool, we need to go see her and like, you know, mm-hmm. be there in person. Yep. Yeah.
And I feel like men are so frequently poor at this kind of thing that it's time to take it out of your boyfriend's hands.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Because I bet she's like, I bet she was like, did you ask follow-up questions? She's like, what?
Yeah, of course.
What? Yeah, no, I didn't ask anything else. What?
Yeah, yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, no, they're pregnant. It's cool. It's like, no, all right. Well, when are we going to see them? Yeah, because it's also like...
You're leaving planning to them.
Yeah. I mean, planning and like nuance and strategy, like it's time to cut the men out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's like, is she having a baby shower? Like, you know, where any of this stuff, like who are her other people? Like, what is happening? You know, are you friends with her family? It sounds, if you've been friends that long, you're probably friends with her family to some degree, I'd imagine too. Like, is there a way for you to kind of jump in and be like, cool, who's throwing this? I want to be a part of it. You know, like, what can I do to, you know... get into it. I think just trying to be positive and like being there for her, I think is, you know, kind of the very least the first step is not making her feel more isolated. But
And I mean, look, she is not, you're not being relieved of aunt duties. No. You know what I mean? Like you're going to be a fucking cool aunt to this kid. And that needs to be established.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And that is like the fun thing. Like it will be really fun for you to be the aunt to this kid. And I think that maybe will be a way that you can kind of like maybe reestablish like a closeness with this friend, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
That's tough though.
Did you guys know that when you're pregnant, your teeth get rearranged?
What? How?
Yeah,
how?
Dude. Why?
How?
Why?
Yeah, get rearranged.
Your teeth get all fakakta. I don't know why, but just moves apparently
around. Shit that moves around.
I know.
Your body.
Yeah, I think your body's just like scramble that part too.
Man, listen up, babies. If there's any like in utero assholes listening right now, leave your mom's teeth the fuck alone.
Thank you.
Hey, I mean, that means that it's a mom making their baby listen to us like Mozart or something. So I appreciate
that's
that.
True.
Me too. I want you to be a cool baby. At the very least, if they had a problem, rearrange them in a better way. You know, it'd be great. Like if you needed braces, you never got braces. Like, you know.
Exactly. Maybe
that would be nice.
Yeah. The very least, that's what you can do. Kid.
Yeah, good luck. I'm sorry. That's tough.
Yeah, let us know what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Got one more?
Do one more. Yeah.
Hey, ladies. It's me. I called a couple of, I guess last year,
with a really weird lady problem about being invited to be a bridesmaid in a stranger's wedding. Well, now I'm getting married myself, and I have a lady problem. I don't know what to do for wedding favors. We're having like a really, obviously we have a little bit of PTSD from this last wedding that we were kind of forced to go to last year. So we're having a very unconventional wedding, very chill vibes. And we were thinking of honestly just forgoing favors entirely. But if you guys have any really cool ideas, we may spring for it. Can't be drugs. Already thought about weed and or shroomies and can't do that. So any other cool ideas? One thing I've already done is spent $100 on really delicious, fancy, sparkling water that has really aesthetic branding on their cans. If that gives you any idea of the vibe. So, yeah, cool favors. What's the coolest thing you've ever gotten at a wedding that you didn't just immediately throw out? Thank you. Love you. Bye.
I mean, speaking on that, you already said this, but I was just reading like a list recently of people, you know, trying to save wedding costs. And I do think that's one of the ones that like, if you're not super inspired, you can leave out.
I agree. So yeah, that first and foremost, I didn't have favors at my wedding for that reason. Cause I was like, nobody.
Yeah. I think it ends up being an extra cost that like, again, like she said, it's like you kind of just throw away usually.
Yeah.
The Dutchman threw out the word dust. So if you want to, if you want to maybe bundle some dust for your guests, that's his contribution.
Love dust.
I think
love dust.
Cool ones that I've gotten. My friend John and Daphne, they gave a mug with like their initials on it, a coffee mug, and some of their favorite coffee beans.
That's was a nice good.
One. Yeah. Yeah. I got like a what is it? A mason jar with my friend's initials on it. That was like our cup for the evening too, or whatever.
Yeah,
that's good.
I've seen a trend where people are doing, they're going to like thrift stores and buying glass, like different colored glasses, you know, and then putting those up on like a bookshelf at the wedding. You choose which one you want and then you bring it home with you. I love that. That's like my favorite.
Oh, I really like that.
Yeah,
that's like really that. Cute. Yes.
So that's like very unique and fun. You get to go with your partner and to thrift stores and find that, you know, they're like, it'll probably add up a little bit, but obviously be pretty cheap compared to everything else. So I feel like that's a really fun option.
That's very creative.
I went to one time that the favor was just a bottle of Cholula for everybody, but it was kind of, rad because it was like the town that Cholula was from. And it was like, oh, cool. Thanks. Food needed that. So that was kind of nice. And you're going to use it. So maybe like if there's like a spice or like something that like means something to you guys, that's like that's an easy thing to buy or like would help, you know, spice up the food or whatever.
Totally.
Yeah. Sean and I, because tasty cakes are a big thing back east. Like we've been to weddings where they give out tasty cakes at the end of the night. That's if you want to do something simple. I think that's fun. Our friends Scott and Lisa, who were both bartenders at their wedding, they had like cute bottle openers. As the favor?
Yes.
And I still use that. Really cool. It's like a flamingo church key. I think that's cute.
Same. Yeah, I feel like if you're going to do something, like have it be something people will use.
Yeah.
Like I use the coffee mug. I use that opener. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice to like have it be something functional in their home that they might like be using regularly.
Yes.
The
best favor I ever got, I think, would be pretty expensive to do. Uh-huh. But the best one I ever got was we all got like a Turkish cotton bath towel.
Ooh,
but I think that's probably pretty expensive.
That's probably on the higher end side.
If you want to ball out, I think that's definitely the best favor I've ever gotten. You know what I did? I didn't have traditional favors. I don't know what your flower situation is, but I made like the centerpieces were like little succulent bucket things that I got at Michael's. And then anyone who wanted to take one home, took one home. So you could do something like that too.
Yeah,
like,
that's really cool too.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah. I'm trying to think of other ones I've gotten from stuff. Magnets.
I mean, that's the thing. Is there not?
Yeah.
I'm like, I hope no one's listening that expects me to like have a shrine with,
their koozie.
Their wedding favorites.
A lot of the stuff, it eventually gets kind of chucked or I'm like, oh God, let me burn that candle so I'm done with it finally or whatever.
Right. Like I feel like a fancy glass with like a fancy glass with an etched thing like doesn't get used ever, you know.
And it's just money, 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 money.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely put that at the end of the list of stuff. And unless you feel super inspired by something, do it. Mm-hmm. But like, that is the last thing you really need to worry about.
Yeah, that money totally can go towards something else that's more fun, or like, you know, maybe you, that is just extra props or even a printer for like the photo booth or something. And that feels like money much better spent, I would think.
My cousin did a really cool thing at her wedding. She made flip books of everybody. So you would go get your photo taken and you would like move around to do a few things, and then they printed out a little flip book of it for you right there.
That's fun.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, I'm sure, I don't know how expensive that was, but it was a really like different photo booth thing. I'd never seen that before.
That's cool. Super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we have that little flip book like on our coffee table.
Oh,
you know?
That's fun. Yeah, like anything like that. I mean, like I just always think photos from stuff is like always what I cherish more than anything. So,
spend that money on, I feel like even though we say like, yeah, get disposable cameras, like who knows? I've seen those at weddings go very badly, but Polaroids can't really go wrong there.
Yeah, those are always really fun. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what else could be cute is, I don't know, I'm just thinking, but if you could do like a personalized like fake tattoo, that could be cute.
Oh, that's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's definitely fun. I like that. Just one of you.
Maybe it's, we're not going to regret this.
And
you guys' names, and then we're not going to regret this.
Oh, I love that. That's really fun.
No, I think give them lady to lady shirts.
Yes.
Merch.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be so funny to give people podcast merch.
Oh my God. Oh, just reminds me. I have a funny thing to tell you guys after this. Oh man, that's hilarious. Yeah. I mean, yeah, buy our merch. That would be.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That too.
But
one more thing I just want to throw out there. If you do decide to say fuck the favors, another fun thing you could do with that money for you and like your besties and your spouse is like buy a really nice bottle of wine or champagne, put it behind the bar and tell the bartender, this is only for me and these three other people.
Oh, the word require just came in from the Dutchman. So I think he thinks that's what you should do. That's okay. Actually.
All right. The Dutchman has ruled. Yes. That's a really cute idea. I love that.
Yeah. That's
a little
cute.
Secret stash. Yeah.
Nice. Hell yeah. Oh, good luck. Let us know what you end up doing and send us some pictures. We love seeing y'all's weddings and all that stuff.
Yeah. And congratulations.
Invite us. Why haven't we
officiated? A three-way officiation.
Officiated. Yeah, three-way officiation at anybody's wedding yet.
Oh my God.
Freaking, we're ready. Let's do it. We're
so ready. That'd be great.
Do we say all the words together, or do we each take a portion? Because I think we should say it together.
I think we could say it.
I'm open to that.
We could break it up. Yeah. We could break it up.
Yeah, I think we'll do it like we do like an ad. We'll do like each say some, and then like, well, I guess we never say the ads in unison. Anyway.
It'll be an ad for love.
Yeah, it'll be an ad for love.
Yeah, it's an ad for love. And, you know, I'm ordained in California, New York, and Maryland. And it's easy to add on other states. So, you know, let us know, guys. Spend the money on us.
Exactly. Put us up in the freaking Motel 6. No, I'm just kidding. Put us up at the fucking Radisson, okay? What are we talking about?
Ooh, the Radisson. Damn, Babs.
Yeah, that was so random.
I think of. Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you don't follow us on the stuff, you should. We're always posting there about our shows and about stuff we have coming up. So follow our Instagram, Lady to Lady. Follow our individual Instagrams. And, Twitter's dead, but, you know, whatever. You get it. Because we're doing shows and doing stuff. So go check out all that to see what we're up to.
Hell yeah.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 3. 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, ladies. I am listening to the episode with Priyanka, and there's a discussion going on about can you crate a cat? I've never done this personally, but my dad, who lives out in the Ozarks, like very rural, like doesn't even have internet, that sort of deal, has like four, you know, he had four dogs and about four cats for quite a while. Some of them have since passed on, but he has a cat, a male cat, and then one male cat, and then like two or three female cats. And the female cats, when the male cat came in, because he was the last cat to be adopted,
would bully the male cat, like, pretty severely. So my dad had to crate his male cat away from the female cat so they didn't, like, kick his ass every day, basically. So, yeah, you just have to put a litter box in there with them because Priyanka's absolutely right. They'll piss and shit fucking everywhere, anywhere they want, especially the male ones. You know, they mark stuff. So, anyway, he just keeps them in there with, like, his own little litter box, and he feeds them in there. He doesn't have to stay in there all the time, but he just lets them outside. But at night, he has to go in the crate because the lady cat will just fucking tear him apart. So it is awful, and I think he just spends more time outside because of it. So there you go. Crate your cats, I guess, if you need to.
Hi, ladies. Just listening to your episode with Lauren Vino, and you kind of quickly mentioned you'd like more drunk and high voicemails, so I'm complying with that. Tess or any of the other ladies or guests who want to advise on weed consumption for parents who work full-time jobs who would have a little relaxation in the evening but can't start smoking or eating edibles at noon. I'd love to have some more information on that. Don't want to turn your podcast into a weed podcast, but it is helpful information for many of us. Love you, ladies. Thanks. Bye.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine. Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brand Dazzle, and Testify Barker. Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.